USA Radio News.
The votes in Florida's too-close-to-call gubernatorial and Senate race are still being counted. Now, Palm Beach County does have until the 20th of November to continue counting and finish up their vote tally. Meanwhile, the rest of the state will have to have all their ballots in by 3 o'clock Eastern time on Thursday. Senator Marco Rubio joined Fox News and said he believes laws have been broken.
This is what I believe. I believe the law hasn't been followed from the beginning. You know, those early votes, the last time they were cast was the Sunday before the election. By law, those are supposed to be downloaded and sent to the state by 7:30 p.m. on the night of the election.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis arrived in Texas today where he's visiting with some of the troops deployed on the border. Mattis was asked en route to Texas if the troops would be handling law enforcement.
Law enforcement is left in the hands of the Customs and Border Police, who have the statutory authority to carry that out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Israel's defense minister has abruptly resigned, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman resigning in protest of the ceasefire reached with Gaza militants, a move that has shocked the Israeli political scene and seems likely to bring about early elections. Lieberman had demanded a far stronger Israeli response to the most intense round of rocket fire against Israel since a 50-day war in 2014, but apparently he was overruled by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the resignation delivering a major blow to Netanyahu's coalition government. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Florida Governor Rick Scott will step down from the state panel responsible for certifying the results of the state's elections. Scott is locked into that tight Senate race against Senator Bill Nelson that is part of that Florida recount. Scott did take part in a welcoming ceremony for all the new members of the Senate today on the GOP side of the aisle. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With Democrats taking control of the House of Representatives in 2018, we're pretty much in a lame duck session of Congress here, but stuff still does need to get accomplished. John Garamendi is a Democrat. He joined Fox News and said there are still things that can be done and ways we can work together. And he also reminded folks that this is the time you should be signing up for health care if you're looking for new coverage.
Well, part of this is the federal government under the Trump administration has pulled back advertising for the various state exchanges, and people just simply don't know what might be available, even that they have to sign up. So one of the things that should be happening immediately, and it certainly is in California, and I would hope other states are doing it, and that is to backfill from the budget and appropriation cuts that were made at the federal level. As we go forward, we really need to make the Affordable Care Act work, and one of the principal things is the present law needs to be strengthened that all insurance companies must provide insurance regardless of pre-existing conditions. Secondly, we have to get at the drug issue. There are examples across the board of extraordinary price increases in drugs that are not justified by either advertising or research, but simply by greed. So those are all things that can and must be done immediately. Can we do it in the lame duck? Why not? We ought to work across the aisle. These are issues that Democrats ran on, and so did Republicans. And so why don't we just shore this up?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.